6 sermons we have had so far. Is there a point to this? To meditating even more? Oh yes, oh yes, there is. We've watched 6 sequent layers of the universe machine. The atoms, playing, life and love. These 4 have set the scene. The scene in which our voices rise, that's mapped inside the brain. What more is there to realize? What insight to attain? Beyond the truths recalled so far, there is who does recall. It's time to notice who we are. Who's noticing it all? Who is the one that's noticing? And who is asking who? Who's looking out at everything? Who wonders what is true? 6 sermons told what both was true and also led to this. For us here to discover who the one who's looking is. Let's feel ourselves from inside out in this familiar place where we have come to dream about our lives in time and space. This breathing body here extends from feet to chest and head, the back, the belly, both these hands, to whom belongs all that? We are not just words like I or me, nor names that we possess, since we have splendid vibrancy and words have so much less. They're aspects of what's known of us, but that which knows, they're not. Our concepts of ourselves are just anthropomorphized thought. They're only maps that obviously don't live, don't breathe, don't care. What are we in the territory that's really, truly there? Let's feel ourselves, the self that dwells within, wherein it seems 1,000,000,000,000 cells bring forth the dream who dreams. Each cell holds countless games that run on dust the stars provide. And still we seem to us just one, we feel from the inside. Behind the senses that perceive this whole experience, let's find who's in here to receive, who is its audience. Behind our eyes, between our ears, there's something happening. Among our thoughts, it would appear, there's someone noticing. It's hard to notice noticing. It has a kind of stealth. But prior to each noticed thing is noticing itself. We notice, so we're purposeful, intentional, aware, deliberate, willful, personal, unlike much else out there. Who has these purposes and tasks? Who has experience? Who is the one that always asks? Who feels the things we sense? A private view, most close to us, appears mysterious, not obviously made of dust. We call it consciousness. It knows things with immediacy and can attend to some of what we know selectively till other, new things come. And it can know itself as well. Self-noticing applied adeptly is how we can tell its thought seen from inside. When thoughts that know each other form shared knowledge to engulf them all, a special thought is born, a thought that knows itself. A thought that maps what it is like to be us, when and where we are, what makes us each unlike the rest of us out there. Like every thought, it is constrained in scope, what it can keep inside itself, and what's contained is gone in dreamless sleep. Anthropomorphizing itself, it's conscious, but consists of but a brain's brief thought of self. The truth of us persists. For all self-knowing thoughts must end. They must depart to thus make room for all that may transcend the things we think are us. So that's not us. We won't be caught by something that we're not. All consciousness is simply what it feels like to be thought. In all that conscious moments do, they rise and fall away. So they are not the answer who keeps asking who today. With consciousness we're still not done. But we have come so far, we might as well move further on to who we really are. We're more than dust that long has been asleep and purposeless, since we, where now this dust is in, do notice purposes. We're more than cells that come and go and take each other's place. We're more than life, do more than grow, or even spread through space. We're more than love, although it's brought about much awesomeness. We're more than voices, more than thoughts, we're more than consciousness. We are not a layer on this list of this machine's domains. When every falsehood is dismissed, the truth is what remains. So much has led right up to this. Now this is what we do. We meditate. We're good at this, at something breaking through. Who's having this experience? Who's having all our thoughts? Who feels this feeling of suspense as we approach its source? Who has these lives we live that came to hear these words, this rhyme? Who has been playing all these games? Who's having space and time? We're all adrift, since one Big Bang made toys for entropy, to craft one life from which then sprang this one humanity. One cosmos has each voice and thought inside itself, and hence it's having everything we've got, like this experience. So much made up each consciousness, and they're so numerous, they must belong to nothing less than all the universe. In being conscious, we all share one sense that feels and asks. The living cosmos seems to wear our faces as its masks. All consciousness that we have thought was really thought by this, by all the universe that brought about all consciousness. This universe brought forth and plays our lives, so we who delve within our living, conscious ways, the cosmos knows itself. So many lives, so many forms in which we are immersed. Each plays a role as each transforms the conscious universe. These roles are not what's happening should be mistaken for. They're just anthropomorphizing the universe we are. These eyes through which we each have seen were masks for us to drop. We are the universe machine, and we are waking up. As we unstoppably proceed, progress and learn, explore, inexorably we succeed and flower evermore, as ever new epiphanies enrich the knowledge used to unclose new abilities, make humans less confused, as love that guides humanity must seek magnificence in peace on earth that naturally makes room for progress thence, as human flourishing expands through trial and error still, this first such species must advance life's beauty, strength, and will. As embryonic life nears birth and its delivery on starships from idyllic earth towards infinity, as entropy's evolving toys grow necessarily to gift their incandescent joys throughout our galaxy, a galaxy that must awake like this one planet has to consciousness of what to make of all the cosmos as we share this sermon joyfully, preparing that as we invoke our cosmic unity, our vast machinery. In this momentous moment we can consciously be one. And as we knew initially, that's going to be fun. We are all of this machinery. We're the evolving gift of ever more complexity from stardust that's adrift. Beyond our separate selves, we see one cosmos that behaves as one uniting endless sea with many separate waves. True peace is just humility at whence we all have come and where we'll go, this unity we're never separate from. Each person, one persona for reality that takes phenomenal new forms in all creations that it makes. To deeply know this is to feel euphoria at how the focal point of all that's real surmounts this moment now. Let's have it. We are not delicate. Let's savor joy and awe and wonder that's appropriate for who we truly are. The universe's elegance is straight up glorious, and we are it in resonance and thus victorious. All that will be, that is, that's been, we know to integrate as parts of us, of this machine that interpenetrate. So there is truly unity, a true way we are one. So we should speak as I, not we, and I, that's everyone. The many eyes through which I've seen were masks for me to drop. I am the universe machine, and I am waking up. I'm one, the cosmos noticing, and I've been asking who. I'm looking. I am everything, I'm wonder, and I'm true. I'm who is wearing all these masks, who has experience. I am the universe that asks, I sense with every sense. With all my minds, I seek to see, to learn and then pursue the purpose of reality, of me with all I do. I'm the entire territory. And all my voices speak my words in vast diversity, each me and each unique. In love that guides humanity, I'm all of me, and I'm a conscious game of entropy, adrift in space and time. Now this self-knowing thought must end. I must depart, thereby make room for all that may transcend the things I think are I. For that, again, is just a thought, a map, a point of view that we are free to use or not in everything we do. Its use feels like we felt before, and every conscious brain of mine may feel like me once more by hearing this again. We're free to feel now, either we're one whole reality or just one breathing body here, and that's our victory. Whatever else is true for us, we'll always have this choice, two ways to face all things we must, all horrors and all joys. We shall go on. We shall go far, empowered since we've seen and may remember who we are, the universe machine. We've finished something few have tried, and so we might observe we're feeling proud or satisfied. All that is well deserved. We've meditated valiantly, with great tenacity. Let's now relax, move easily, enjoy serenity. When we return from this event, improved by some extent, that's wonderful and permanent, our time will be well spent. Through 7 sermons we have gone, all this they have expressed. The 8th one is the wordless one, where silence tells the rest. Unspoken, 0 words employed. Beyond this final peak, the wordless sermon of the void that all of me unspeak.